Well, Loretta and I are going to do a little role-playing, and a friend Joyce is here, too, that's going to react to our role-playing and see what you think about what kind of job the caregiver does. The situation is Anne is going through a devastating divorce, and her friend Lisa encounters her in the grocery store.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Oh, you must not have heard. I'm going through a terrible divorce. Oh, everything is so awful. Oh, everything's so uncertain. I'm not sure what my settlement will be, where I'll live, and with whom the children will be living. I can't sleep nights. I've lost weight, and I can't stop crying. Quite frankly, life is the pits right now.
Well, life can be pretty cruel. We all know. Sometimes we just have to make most of a bad situation. You suppose God's trying to teach you something through this crisis? Well, I've got to run. I've got a nail appointment. If I can do anything for you, just give me a ring, okay? Bye, love ya.
Okay, imagine you're Anne now, and your friend, Lisa, just left. What are your feelings and thoughts as Lisa walks away from you?
Does not appear to me that Lisa's very much of a friend. She was more interested in what she felt instead of what Anne felt, and so not much of a friend.
Yeah. I also think she wanted to fix it real quick, and so she threw in there, what did she say? I wonder what God is trying to teach you in this situation. What an awful thing to say.
Yeah.
So she wanted to do something that made it appear like she was helping, but then, boy, was she anxious.
But I had to get my nails done.
I know. I know. I guess I would have felt worse than I did before, because here's an example of a friend who really doesn't care.
Right.
And so I think that would be pretty hard. Any other comments on that one, how you would feel?
Just lonely.
Good point. Well, let's replay the scene with another friend, Grace. And again, the scene is a grocery store, and they happen to meet in one of the aisles.
How are you doing, Anne? I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, you must not know that I'm going through a very difficult time in my life. My husband wants a divorce, so it's very awful. I can't sleep nights. I've lost weight, and I can't stop crying. And all the unknowns leave me exhausted. I'm not sure what my settlement will be or where I'll live or with whom the children will be living. Oh, I can't imagine not having my children with me every day. Quite frankly, life is the pits right now.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. Sounds like you are going through a terrible experience. And I know that you must be devastated. Hey, listen, let's go have a cup of coffee. Sounds like you need to talk.
So Anne and Grace go to the coffee shop, and Grace listens to more of Anne's story. As Anne pours out her heart to Grace, her friend interjects comments such as, "How upsetting," or "You must be so sad," or "I can't even imagine what you're going through." Perhaps when they've done talking, she helps Anne carry her groceries to the car. And as she says goodbye, Grace offers to babysit while Anne goes to trial or to the court next week. Now, how do you feel as Anne when your friend Grace walks away?
I feel loved. I feel like somebody cares, and maybe somebody will help me through this situation.
Keep caring.
Thank you for visiting wisdomofthewounded.com. Resources on how to care well.